Today, SEA's operation will focus its attention on the 4th Ward. We are currently in Drylaw Police Station with Chief Inspector Sarah Buchanan, the local area commander, and I've just seen a whole host of officers leave the station heading in different directions. Can you tell us what the focus of Operation Wolf is today?
Here in the 4th Ward, today's activities have been focused on those involved in antisocial behaviour, violence and drugs, all in line with our current priorities. Our own community officers are on foot and on cycle patrols targeting in the West Pilton area, where we receive the highest number of incidents. They are speaking to all parts of the community and using tactics such as intelligence-led stop and search to reduce violent crime and drug dealing in our area. We've had officers from the Edinburgh Violence Reduction Team targeting areas of repeat hate crime such as racism. Included in these patrols are visits to shops, where we are now giving shopkeepers body CCTV cameras in an effort to ensure that if these crimes do occur, we have the best possible evidence to move forward.
The Edinburgh Roads Policing Team have also been in the area. Can you tell us what they've been up to?
Our roads policing officers are in cars and motorbikes and are carrying out road checks in the area to promote road safety and disrupt those criminals from within our communities that are using the road network.
And we have also had some of our partner agencies out with us today. Can you tell us a bit about what they've been up to?
Yes, we always work closely with the Edinburgh City Council environmental wardens, and today they've been conducting their patrols in line with their priorities of reducing antisocial behaviour. They, like us, are supported by the council CCTV van that has been parked up in the area, giving high visibility reassurance to the communities of 4th Ward. The Scottish Fire and Rescue Service have also been out in the area conducting safety visits to common stairs, individual flats and houses in order to give advice on how to reduce the risk of fires. This includes free smoke alarm advice, and I would encourage anybody who has not got a smoke alarm or would like advice about a smoke alarm to contact the fire service.
Sarah Buchanan, obviously everyday policing relies on the support from the local communities to assist in reducing antisocial behaviour. Can you tell us how those within our communities can pass this information?
Yes, there is a number of ways that people can pass information to us. Calling 101 is the simplest way, but if people want to remain anonymous, they can call Crime Stoppers on 0800 555 111. Alternatively, our email address for the 4th Community Officers can be found on the Police Scotland website under your community section.
Sarah Buchanan, thank you for your time.